Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
Hello and welcome to Sacred Nine Project Podcast. Today has been a busy day, that is, if I was able to upload this by December 5th. The night of December 5th, again, if that was tonight, Sacred Nine had a fundraiser at a beautiful mansion in the Lower Garden District of New Orleans. We sang in between two parlors, and the concert was a weird and wacky review of the American temperance movement. Do you know much about that? It's just wild. It was all about moral suasion, which was using sympathy to appeal to a certain moral code. We sang titles like, "The Lips That Touch Liquor Shall Never Touch Mine," "There's a Demon in the Glass," and "He's a Drunkard Tonight." Common themes were alcoholics causing family ruin, as well as the sickness, starvation, or death of family members. The most prevalent trope is a mother grieving over a son who has given his life over to alcohol. In this concert, I played a favorite game, Two Truths and a Lie. In a set of three pieces, two were popular temperance songs of the time, and one song I made up, words and music, completely out of whole cloth. Now I want you to play that game with me. I'm going to let you hear all three songs, and then I want you to guess which is the fake temperance song. Because the sound might not be great, as I'm trying a new setup tonight, I will read you all the lyrics before I play each song from the concert. The first is "Father's a Drunkard and Mother is Dead," written by Mrs. A.E. Parkhurst. Verse 1. Out in the gloomy night sadly I roam. I have no mother dear, no pleasant home. Nobody cares for me, no one would cry even if poor little Bessie should die. Barefoot and tired I've wandered all day, asking for work, but I'm too small, they say. On the damp ground I must now lay my head. Father's a drunkard, and mother is dead. Refrain. Mother, why did you leave me all alone, with no one to love me, no friends, and no home? Dark is the night, and the storm rages wild. God pity Bessie, the drunkard's lone child. Verse 2. We were so happy till father drank rum, then all our sorrow and trouble begun. Mother grew paler and wept every day. Baby and I were too hungry to play. Slowly they faded, and one somber night found their dear faces all silent and white. Then with big tears slowly dropping, I said, "Father's a drunkard, and mother is dead."
One dismal, stormy night in winter, a little girl barefooted and miserably clad leaned shivering against a large tree near the president's house.
"Sissy," said a passing stranger, "why don't you go home?"
She raised her pale face and with tears dimming her sweet blue eyes answered mournfully,
"I have no home. Father's a drunkard and mother is dead." Out in the gloomy night sadly I roam. I have no mother dear, no pleasant home. Nobody cares for me. Our sorrows and trouble begun.
The second is 36 Cents, written by Mrs. Olive T. Banfield. Verse 1. My own dear father is 7 years dead. He left my dear mother with no crust of bread. Why can't my wages provide her a meal? Why is my sister compelled now to steal? The answer? The drink spawns a hunger immense, dwindling my pockets to 36 cents. Refrain. 36 cents? 36 cents. That's all I'll own for another month hence. When shall God's grace and my courage commence? What to redeem with this 36 cents? Verse 2. I'll to my sister entrust my lean purse, snub all the tipplers for better or worse. Ah, but I'm parched, and just two pairs will do, the grape and his press, or the malt and his brew. To spend a few hours with them, what's the expense? Hang it, I reckon it's 36 cents.
Scene. A wizened man of only 40 is sleeping on the pavement outside a tavern. A darling young girl wanders by, clutching her mother's hand. The girl inquires,
Mama, why is that man not home in his bed?
The mother answers,
Never you mind, dear. Let's keep heading toward home.
The man is awakened by their voices. As he sits upright, he rifles through his pockets and takes out a few coins and begins sobbing. The mother asks,
Sir, what is the matter?
He replies,
Do you see these coins? This is all I have left in the world, a mere 36 cents. My own dear father is 7 years dead. He left my dear mother with no crust of bread. Why can't my wages provide her a meal? Why is my sister compelled now to steal? The answer, the drink spawns a hunger immense, dwindling my pockets to 36 cents.
36 cents, 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 that's all I own for another month hence. When shall God's grace and my courage commence? What to redeem with this 36 cents?
I'll to my sister entrust my lean purse, snub all the tipplers for better or worse. Ah, but I'm parched and just two pairs will do, the grape and his press or the malt and his brew. To spend a few hours with them, what's the expense? Hang it, I reckon it's 36 cents.
36 cents, 36 cents, 36 cents, 36 cents, 36 cents, that's all I long for another month hence. When shall God's grace and my courage commence? What to redeem with this 36 cents?
Finally, we have the Sister's Prayer, written by Mark Mason. Verse 1. Stay not out tonight, dear brother. Let thy footsteps follow mine. Homeward, let us turn together. Come and leave the tempting wine. Though the cup be bright and rosy, let it hold no charm for thee. Do not hesitate, dear brother. Come, oh come, I pray, with me. Refrain. Keep with me tonight, dear brother. Do not tarry long and late. 'Tis so sad to be without you, 'tis so lonely there to wait. Verse 2. Gently fell her kind persuasion on the brother's heavy heart, tarrying without resistance, with a spirit loath to part. Tearful eyes of that fond sister, pleading at the open door, touched at last the erring brother, for her prayers had won him o'er.
Incident. Last night, at a late hour, the inmates of a saloon were startled by the plaintive prayers of a woman inside. They opened the door, and there, kneeling close to the doorway, her eyes towards heaven, her voice so sweet and gentle, was the only sister of one of the young men inside. She heeded not their gaze, but continued to pour out her soul, so full of love and tenderness that the stern men who beheld her were moved to tears. She prayed for God to her sainted Mary, to her sainted mother, back to earth to save the son and only brother from utter ruin. Angels were asked to help. God was implored to be merciful to the erring. The words of the fair creature, as they floated off on the still midnight air, seemed to hold the hearer as by a spell. Rough men, boisterous with wine and beer, paused as they passed the spot where the fair one prayed and were silent when the maiden lowered her voice to...
And now, kind father, we beseech thee to be with us at all times and to lead us into those paths in which thou wouldst have us walk.
She was joined by all present in an earnest, Amen. Let's take a vote. Here are the three choices. Father's a drunkard and mother is dead. 36 cents. And the sister's prayer that you just heard. Okay, the voting is, which one do you think was totally made up? And who votes for the fake one being father's a drunkard and mother is dead? Not a single person. How interesting. Who thinks the fake one was 36 cents? Who thinks the fake one was the sister's prayer? Okay, the one I made up was 36 cents. So y'all were on to me. I thought I was more clever than that. It was great. Yeah. I know. That was fun. Okay. I would like to, well, not so fun for me.
Be looking forward to a revamped podcast in the new year, in which I'm going to try to have guests every episode. Oh, and happy holidays.
With sweet manna all around.